What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Might need to book the Roost tomorrow. Rooster out here tweeting, Zach Ertz is a must re-sign for the Commanders for several reasons. Who wants to spend big? Who wants to spend big on T. Higgins? It's probably the biggest expense that will happen this offseason. What up, Musa? You buying T. Higgins?
No, I'm not. And hey, JP, hey, Brian.
What up, man?
Hey, guys. Here's my question, and I need the help here. Is it DK Metcalf a free agent? And you know, if he is, I think it's coming up on it. We should try to go after someone like him who can be very explosive, can definitely contribute in all the right ways for this offense. I love Higgins, and I know he's
Metcalf
big body.
Metcalf is not a free agent. He's going into the last year of his deal, and there's no guarantee on it, but he is not a free agent. He is under contract.
Okay, thank you for answering that. So it doesn't hurt also if we don't sign him, we go after the big pass rusher, maybe a Myles Garrett. We can always address it in the draft too. You know, we got some really good draft picks.
Yeah.
It's not something I feel like it's a dire need to go after a guy like this right now. Our offense is just missing one or two pieces. Obviously a big player wide receiver, but to go after a guy like that, you don't know if he's going to remain healthy. You know, he's sustained some injuries in the past. What do you guys think? You think we should or no?
Nope.
No. And I'm with you. I don't think we should either.
I think there are other guys I'd be pretty interested in, but I think Higgins, just straight free agency, I'm probably out on it. I think he's a good player, but you've got you're playing opposite.
We need a pass rusher, JP.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
Thanks for the call, brother.
We really do.
Thanks for the call.
You need that?
Toby Altizer joins us from Green Bay. Toby, you want him to sign T. Higgins?
I would love that, except for the fact that if you were to sign T. Higgins, you run into the same problem the Bengals are running into, where you got to pay two wide receivers. Because Terry McLaurin is in the final year of his deal. You think they're going to get some sort of extension done with him this offseason? So if you're doing that, you're running into the same problem the Bengals are running into, where you're paying two top-flight receivers. Now you've got the rookie quarterback contract, which the Bengals don't have the luxury of right now. I would love to have T. Higgins here just if we're not talking contract, but that's the big part of this. So I don't think you can make it work, especially when you have needs all throughout the rest of the football team and you can address wide receiver like we've seen many other teams do through the draft, and it doesn't even have to be a first-rounder. It seems like there's 10 to 15 guys every year that come in and make an impact, even if it's not going for 1,000 yards as a rookie. You know, having 500, 600 yards as a rookie season, it feels like there's a lot of guys doing that now, not even just first-rounders. So I think it's better to go that route versus paying T. Higgins.
I tend to agree with you. I will add, I am not one of those that is, hey, you can't pay two stud wideouts, because Philly just showed you how you do it.
You can pay them and still win.
The Dolphins, when they've been really good, you got Tyreek and Waddle there. Like, you can have two really good wideouts. You can pay them and still win.
When I look back at last year, the offense, we won it a number two receiver. they won a lot of games, scored a lot of damn points with the people they had. We couldn't stop people from scoring touchdowns. So I think that's most important, to be able to stop people from scoring. And then guess what? You may not need a stud wide receiver.
Well, and I think to your point, B. Mitch, they got away with it where it was a want, not a need. Yeah. And sometimes a player like a T. Higgins can be one of those luxury-type players like a Christian McCaffrey going to San Francisco, where you've got everything else, and you say, okay, now we can go spend and go get this guy, versus you need a pass rusher, you need some help at corner,
yeah,
you need some of these other things, versus you don't need that number two receiver when you've got a special guy like Jaden who's able to make it work. So I think in that sense, maybe you go other places. If it works out that you get another receiver, that's fine, but probably not T. Higgins.
In their last game, they gave up 50. Now, I'm not sure that, you know, everything, like, well, things kind of got away from them. But to your point, B,
it was three fumbles, and they weren't all receivers.
I'm just saying, like, if you had to look at the last game,
yeah,
the offense moved the ball pretty well. They gave up 50.
Yeah.
Let's sign some on that side of the ball. Lou is in Upper Marlboro. What up, Lewis?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I think we need to decide what Allen and Payne are going to do. We need a pass rush. If Philly can rush four linemen and get in there and put pressure on people, why can't we do the same thing? And then the other thing is, I like Wagner, but Wagner's getting old. He can't run from sideline to sideline like a lot of these linebackers, like Dallas linebacker, like Philly's linebacker. We need to upgrade that linebacker position. Keep him in the locker room. Let him continue to mentor people like he does. But he's getting old. Don't wait until the lights go out before you decide, oh, wow, we got to get a linebacker. And the other thing is, I think the offense is fine. Offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. That's the order. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, bro.
Thanks, bud.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's go to my man Herman in Fort Washington. What's up, Herm?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I think they don't need to spend a whole lot of money on these high-priced wide receivers. We went to the NFC Championship game with the receivers that we have. What I think they need to do is you know, Super Bowl champion is in our division, and their strength is their defensive line. What we need to do is put that offensive line as a priority to make sure we get the best people available. I mean, the meanest son of a guns out there to play on that offensive line and give Jaden some time. And then whatever we have left over, if we try to get a low-cost wide receiver that's available out there in the draft, maybe. There's a couple of guys available that they could work with.
All right, man.
Thanks, dude. Let's try Mike in Orlando. It's wild. Nobody wants to spend. Mike, what about you? Big spender?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you guys quite often.
Thanks, bud.
I think we should spend big if it's necessary. We should spend on an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. I feel like if we're going to spend heavy, those are the areas we should spend heavy on, because we need protection and we need to be able to apply pressure.
All right. I agree with that.
You're right about that, man. If you can turn up the pressure, it changes a lot. Thank you for the call, dude. It's a good one. I'm going to go to Duran in Maryland. Duran, what do you want him to do? You want to get aggressive? Go get T. Higgins?
Yeah, man. Let's get aggressive. I'm all for that. But we guys, we're missing our two draft picks, man, from Maryland. We got Caden Prather. We got Todd Felton. Just wanted to throw that out there, man. Those guys right there are what we need, man.
You want them to only draft Terps?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
That seems a hyper-specific plan.
They're homegrown. They're from the DMV area. Bring them home, man. Bring them home.
All right, dude. Do you work for the University of Maryland?
Nah, he's the agent.
Thanks, bud.
That's what you doubt.
I mean, it'd be cool if you draft them, but
If you could do that, you do it, but other people looking at him, too.
Yeah.
Maybe gone.
I'm okay, however that kind of shakes out. I wanted to get to this because I feel like we might run out of time on it.
Mm-hmm.
You see this Anthony Rendon thing? Now he needs hip surgery?
Yeah, I saw that.
Interested, man. Like, my opinion of Rendon, because of the way he performed
in the
World Series and everything here on that Nats run was so great. He then left. He got $1 billion. Good for him. He was never the most invested into.
Little Ice Cube never really. He said, he wasn't like most people are about the game. He was just good at it. You know what I mean? Like, some people love this. Some people are in it. Some people are just good at it.
Right. And I think he just was really good at it. I almost wonder
but
if
think
that,
about it, he's in a sport where you could be like that. Because he going to get paid, dog, still.
I know, man. His numbers have just completely nosedived. I almost said snowdived. I don't really know what that means. All right. I just wanted to mention that in case we didn't. Good luck to Rendon. I don't know what the hell's going on. I think that dude just doesn't want to play anymore. You want me to take one more call here?
Give me hip surgery. There's more than that, Jay.
Zach is in Virginia. Zach, what do you want him to do? Go sign Higgins?
I don't think they signed Higgins, man. I think they spent that money on the offensive line, because I heard B. Mitch preach all year that, you know, quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket more than they do when they're running the ball, you know. So he's got a relatively small frame. I say we go offensive line.
That's a great call, man. Thank you. You know what's funny about that?
That's a great call. That guy listened to B. Mitch.
Dude, when was the last time we heard somebody talk about how worried they are about Jaden's frame?
Oh, it fell off quickly.
After a year of Jaden.
After he started balling, nobody cared.
And, dude, he took some hits. He got up. Obviously, the rib thing, but that was 30 yards downfield, and he kept playing.
He learned after a few, as I thought he would, how to do things.
But, B, here's the thing. Most quarterbacks, save for Mahomes, who keeps playing through a twisted ankle, I guess, most quarterbacks miss time. Jalen Hurts missed time this year.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's missed significant time in two of his five NFL seasons, to the point where Joe Burrow has now won two Comeback Player of the Year awards. Is anybody not taking Joe Burrow?
I need Joe to stop getting hurt so he can get that award.
Lamar has missed
significant time.
Lamar missed two seasons where he didn't finish the year. I think he missed, I used to know the number. I want to say it was 12 games over two seasons, maybe 10 games over two seasons. Is anybody not taking Lamar?
See, that's that is a narrative until you play and show people what you're capable of. And next year, somebody's going to say it again. And he's got to show people what he's learned. The thing I love about Jaden is he does something, he learns, he corrects it. I'm cool with that.
But, B, I guess my point would even be now, the odds suggest he's going to miss some time at some point. I hope it never happens.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hear everybody then talk about his frame.
Quarterbacks just get hit
sometimes.
Football players
miss time.
You just get hit sometimes. And believe me, it ain't always easy.
No.
You know, don't look at people just because they're your size and say, oh, I could do that. No, you can't. It's a different level of pain out there, believe me.
For sure.
You just got to – listen, athletes get to the point where they're just so damn stupid they don't know how bad they're being hurt.
I believe that for sure. I don't know, man. I think they will be moderately aggressive, but I don't necessarily think that means some headliner.
You don't need to lose your mind in this thing, I really believe.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.